as you relax your body and mind, just allow it simply to be as it is. Give up any need to change your mind. You can move your body around to get it into a more comfortable position. But let your mind just simply accept it, simply let it be as it is. Just be interested in it. Just be interested in your mind. Appreciative of your mind, that you have a mind. See if you can just let the thoughts come and go without a critical voice or any voice commenting on the nature of the thoughts or the nature of the feelings. But if there is a commentary, just notice that. And let the commentary be there too. Just accept that and notice it. If there are any emotions, see if you can just relax into those emotions and not worry about them. Just simply let them be without a need to push them away. Continuing just to let your body and mind be as they are, relaxed. With really, the witness, the observing ego, allowing for that, without a critical voice, just simply being interested as you allow that to go on. Shift the focus just a bit to your own presence, amidst these changing perceptions and thoughts and feelings and images. You don't have to change the different vrittis, you don't have to change the thoughts or feelings in the mind, just simply let the mind be as it is. But shift the focus a little bit to just recognize your own presence. The one who, in fact, you would say, the one because of whom all of these thoughts are known. The one who is the self of these thoughts. And the thoughts are coming and going. In your presence, you're not coming and going. The thoughts, perceptions, feelings are changing, but they're changing in your presence. You are the one for whom these thoughts are dancing. notice that the thoughts are known as they rise. Before they rise, they're not known. When they rise, they're known. And when they go away again, they're not known. They're not in your experience. But you are different than that. The self experience is not something that rises and sets. You are not an object of somebody's knowledge. You are not an object of your knowledge. You are the very knowledge, the very presence, because of which things are known. Your presence is the bottom line. You can't get behind it to objectify it. Nor do you need to be objectified. You simply are. Your being is self-evident. There's nothing you can do to change that. Things you can do to change your thoughts or your feelings or your perceptions. To make them come, to make them go, to make them stay. For a prolonged period of time, you can do that. But for your being, you can't do anything. You can't make it come, it's already here, and you can't make it go. It's a good meditation to try. Try to change your own presence. Try to cover it somehow, or to hide it, or take it away. You can cover, hide, push away your thoughts and feelings. See if you can do that with your own presence. The me, the aware being that you are. There's nothing I can do, and there's nothing I need do for me to be known. I am the very light. I am the very consciousness, the very being, the conscious being, self-shining. The luminary. as of whom all these thoughts are known. That's why the known thoughts, in fact, don't disturb me or cover me at all. Just like the clouds don't cover the sun. For the sun, nothing can cover it. It illumines the clouds, as it illumines the clear sky. In the same way, nothing can cover me.